Slightly True Story of Cedar B. Hartley. Written by Martin Murray and read by Anna Steen.
It was really because of Stinky that everything changed. What I really mean is everything started. Stinky is my dog. Once he was mine and Barnaby's, but now he's just mine. He's only a sweet, shaggy old mutt, but I love him like mad. Barnaby found him down by the creek last year and brought him home. Mum was frantic, wringing her hands and sighing because Stinky jumped up on the couch straight away and left dirty paw prints everywhere. Dirt tends to make all mothers anxious. When Stinky lifted his little hairy leg on the clean washing pile, Mum actually groaned. She looked at Barnaby and said, "He's not staying." But Barnaby talked her into it. He could do that because he was the only male in the house, so Mum loved him an awful lot. My mum works with accident victims, and she doesn't come home till dinner time, so it's usually just me and Stinky at home together after school. I shovel down a bowl of Weet-Bix, and then we go out, either to the street or down the creek. One day, I got home from school, and Stinky wasn't there. No one wriggling, stomping, huffing or burning around to find a sock to put in his mouth. No one acting like he'd been waiting around all day for me to come home. No one pleased to see me. No one I was pleased to see. The house felt thuddingly empty and unnaturally still, like a tree that isn't moving its leaves in the wind. It was all wrong, I could tell. I yelled at the sad grey old walls with the wobbly windows and the brutal picture of peasants working in a yellow field, but nothing happened. I wanted a warm wriggling and a shouting like I hear coming from Caramelizito's house, and sizzle smells like I smell at Ricky's house, or even Barnaby hollering out a song on his guitar. And then I was sad. Not purely sad, more murkily so. I felt as if there was nothing to count on or touch, nothing except echoes and shadows and disappearances. Life had turned to quicksand, and the faint yellow light in the kitchen spread out towards me like the ghostly breath of lives that had left. Definitely spooky. And all because Stinky wasn't there. Which goes to show how much difference a little furry friend can make.